Okay, today's daf is the first daf in Perek Eilan Aris, a good moi to all, and we start on daf Chaf Tes Amid Aleph. Eilan Aris Yishlem Knas. As you've seen the past couple of days, we'll see again as we continue, every daf in Maseches Ksubis has so many major topics, you can spend much time on it, but Eilan Aris is also included in that, especially at the beginning of it. Many very important topics come up throughout our discussions. Eilu na'aros yishlam knas. The following na'aros have a knas. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisetze that if a person is rachmana l'slan ma'anis a woman, also mafata a woman, it's in another context, but Rashi here says we're talking about ones because that's the one that's mefurish b'kra, that's on the Mefarshim explain Rashi, even though the halacha of knas, of the fine that the man has to pay the woman, applies by ones and mafata. Ones is against her will, and mafata Bertsona, Rashi specifically says the ones case, because that's the one that's before Shpikra. So if a man is ma'anis a woman, he has to give her father, nosin la'aviyah, Rashi says, chamishim kasef. He has to give her 50 kasef. As long, the Mishnah says, as she is a na'ara. We know that there are three levels of age in a woman. Up until 12 years old, she is a ketana. 12 to 12 and a half, she is a na'ara. And 12 and a half and up, she is a bogeris. So the Mishnah says, we'll talk about a na'ara. We'll talk about the ketana in the Gemara. Bogeris, we'll see, does not have a knas. But ilo na'ara sheish lab knas. The following na'aros do have a knas. Haba al ha-mamzeres. If a person, if a man is boel on with a mamzeres, the al hanesina, the al hakusis. If he lives with any of these women, he is chayav a knas. The Gemara is going to say, obviously, kosher women also, but it's even these types of women chayav a knas, even though he violated an avera. Mamzeres, we know what a mamzeres is: some child born out of wedlock or a offspring of a mamzer or mamzeres. The al hanesina of al hakusis. So what's a nesina? This is a major machlokas rishonim. What is in the scene here? So Rashi says on the third skinny line, mina givonim, v'hiyasur lakol, the David gazer aleim, kedamrinim b'yivamis. We had in Maseches Yevamos a discussion of the Nesinim, a three-step process of the Nesinim, Moshe, Yehoshua, and David, all gzeros derabanan. Original story, Moshe Rabbeinu already did something to them. They came back, the Nesinim and the Givonim are the same. They were a nation that came in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun to try to pretend that they were from far away. They put on clothes that looked like they came from far away. Really, they were from so very close. They just didn't want Yehoshua to conquer them, to destroy them. And they made Yeshua make a treaty with them by tricking him. And those are, once Yeshua realized that, so he couldn't violate and get rid of the treaty, but he said he was gozer upon them something. And then later on, David HaMelech as well. So the Gemara Yevamos had said that Moshe Rabbeinu did it for his daughter, the Gezerah. Yeshua did it even after, during Bizman Beis HaMikdash, and David HaMelech did it forever. But what was the Gzeira? So Rashi quotes that Gzeira to explain our Mishnah. That whole discussion of the Gzeira Durabanan is our Mishnah. Nesina is Asr mi Durabanan. That's what Rashi says. Asr lavo bakol, because David was Gozer Aleim. That is Shitas Rashi. The whole thing is Durabanan. And therefore, what do you have to say? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, according to Rashi, even though it's Asr mi Durabanan, you're still Chayav Knas. Which is one of the questions Tosas asks. If the whole thing is Durabanan, of course you're Chayav Knas. Why wouldn't you be chayav knas just because it's asur midrabanan? Asur midrabanan to marry, what, every asur isur midrabanan to marry this woman, you're not going to be chayav the knas? We might say, as Tosis is going to say, if it's a daraisa problem, so maybe there that would prevent the knas from somehow getting off the ground. But Shitas Rashi, opinion number one in the pshat of the Mishnah, is we're talking about a drabanan. So Tosis asks, third line of Tosis, Vayner l'Rabbeinu Tam? Does it appear that way? Because if you look at the other Gemaras seem to say that Nesina is Daraisa. The Hamashah of Gemara, we're going to get to on Amud Beis today, we're going to get to a line which seems pretty clear that Nesinim are in Isser Daraisa. The Kara Mamzeres and Nesina, Iki Minayu. The Gemara is going to lump Mamzeres and Nesina together. That's the difference between two Shitas, which we'll see on Amud Beis. Iki Minayu. And also quotes from a Gemara in Yevamos. So in a number of places where it puts Mamzeres and Nesina together. So the Tosfos says, right across from where the Tosfos Rid starts, Miyu Ikala Meimar, Tepachol Hanu Naka Nesina Aga Mamzeres. Maybe in all these cases, It just throws in the Sina. It doesn't really mean it literally. Really, Mamzeris is the Ikar Daraisa. Sometimes, as we've noted, sometimes Chalutza, it's thrown in. Grusha v'Chalutza Yikbeinayu. Even though Chalutza L'Kohen is only Durabanan. But really, maybe it throws it in even though it's Durabanan. But the Tosfos continues and says, Mikal Malkam, Einiro Rabbeinu Tam Pirusha. No, I still don't like it. Because think about it according to Rashi. The Nesinim are from one of the seven tribes, one of the seven nations of that lived in Eretz Yisrael. So there's already a pasuk called Los Eschatin Bam. There's already a pasuk you're not allowed to marry them. That's an Issa Daraisa. So what's Rashi throwing in the Issa Darabanan for? What does he need the Darabanan if he already has a Daraisa? It seems from Rashi, and this is what how the Rishonim explain Rashi, that it must be Rashi is talking about even after they convert. Even after they convert, there's an Issa Darabanan. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. When's the Issa Los Eschatin Bam? When is there an Issa for them to get married them? When they're still non-Jews. What's called Big Giyusan. Big Gerusan. What do you mean? Big Gerusan? Once they're Jewish? That's what Rashi says. What do you need the Drabanan for? It's already a Daraisa. So it must be that Rashi saying Los Eschatin Bam is when they're non-Jews. And even when they become Jews, there is still an Issa Drabanan of David and Yeshua and Moshe. So asks Tosfos, there's an Isser of Los Eschatin Bam when they're non-Jews? You can't marry a non-Jew by definition. What do you mean, Los Eschatin? But don't have chitun with them. You can't have chitun with them. No matter how hard you try, you can't have chitun with them. There's an Isser Daraisa of Los Eschatin Bam when they're still not Jewish? You can't. You can't do it. It's impossible. So for these and other reasons, Tosfos argues with Shitas Rashi. And Tosfos says on the third wide line, V'nirol Rabbeinu Tam, D'nesina Asura Da'oraisa, Mishum Los Eschatin Bam. The Sinim are from the seven nations that are in Issa Daraisa. Los Eschatin Bam. That's what the Mishnah is talking about here. It's an Issa Daraisa. And that's the Chiddush, that is even a Knas by an Issa Daraisa. K'demasik Rav Ba'arel. I know the Gemara is in Yavamis, says Tosfos. So for David O'Gazer Alayu Ela Shibud. David was gozer that they should be avadim. Avdus. Even after they become Jewish, they're avadim. V'lav la'osran b'benos Yisrael. V'asir v'kami m'lav delos eschatin. They were already osir. Ela k'desh lo yitmu b'Yisrael. The extra gzera of avdus is an additional prevention to try to keep them separate. Why? Because, as the Gemara there says, David HaMelech saw that they were a nation of achzarim, of brazen people, because they wanted Shaul HaMelech's sons, and they didn't take no for an answer, and they hanged all of his sons. So we saw that they were a nation of achzarim, so therefore we don't want them to become mixed up with the Jewish nation, with it's that Gemara in Yevamos, which talks about the three midas of the Jew. Rachman b'Yishanim v'Gom l'Chasadim. So David HaMelech didn't want them getting involved. V'had ha'gazer b'hu tfei mi'b'shar p'sulei kohol, mishub davi u'mashleima. Why dafka gzeira there more than any other nation? This is a large group of people. It's a whole nation together. So it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the pshat of Nesinim? Rashi says it's an Issa Darabanan. Tosfos says it's an Issa Daraisa. There is a middle opinion, which is quoted by the Ramban. The Ritva here quotes it from the Ramban and others. And that is, maybe the first generation is Asur Daraisa. Los Eschatin Bam. That's what the Los Eschatin Bam was referring to. The Nesina Rishona Asur Lova Bakol, the Los Eschatin Bam. And that's the Pasuk of Shiva Amamin. But unlike other psulim, which are passed down through the generations, this one, Miu Dorosa Mutarim Da Lok Siv Behu Doros. So the first generation was Daraisa of Los Eschatin Bam, and Moshe, Gazarlem Shibur, Knesset Yisrachaku, and Yeshua continued. So maybe the difference is Dar Rishon and the other Doros. So it's a little middle opinion between Rashi and Tosfos. Sorry? Everybody agrees when in that story. The question is, when did the Isser of Los Eschatin Bam apply? In that story, they became Gerim. They became Gerim. But the question is, they weren't, David, Yeshua wasn't happy about it because they were doing it. It was all a subterfuge. There is one other Ha'ara to mention, and that is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua here quotes a Rashi in Meseches Mako and Sanhedrin and Makos that says that Hasidim are Daraisa also. Rashi holds like Tosfos in other places. So he tries to not only answer up Tosfos' kashas on Rashi, but Siru and Rashi Mineu Bei. So the Pnei Yeshua says it has to be that even Rashi agrees that something is Daraisa. Because all the kashas of Tosfos, and look elsewhere, Rashi says it himself. So he says as follows. He says, what's the difference Rashi has to agree that Los Hischatin Bam applies even after they're Jewish, like Tosfos says. Elamishum de beperik ein ma'amidin masik hashas tafilu b'kiyusan lo shayach lav de Los Hischatin ela kishaba aleha derech ishus ma she'enkin kishaba aleha derech znus lo shayach lav de Los Hischatin. Says Rashi, when does the Isra of Los Hischatin Bam apply even b'kiyusan when they're not Jewish? If there's a chitun, if there's a chasana, if a man lives with a nesina in a marriage context, you live, you move in with her, you marry her, you try, in quotes, you try to have chitun with her. That's the iser of Los Hischatin Bam, even to Araisa. Trying to mimic a real marriage. That's why it's Los Hischatin. You're right, it's not real chitun, according to Rashi, it's with a non-Jew, but it's mimicking a Jewish marriage. So Los Hischatin Bam, that's where the iser applies. Stam Amaisa's nus with a nesina, that's the iser derabanan. That's not Los Hischatin, to have one Maisa's nus. So says the Pnei Yeshua, what are we talking about here? Eil Rav Shisham Knas. Knas is a stam and ones, stam and ma'anes. So that's the Rabbanan. That's what Rashi here says is the Rabbanan. Gzeira. Masha'en kain over there. Masha'en kain, masi'i tahacha, de ilanara, shisham knas, al-karcha, ma'iri, shval derech znus. But over there, in all the reasons when Tosfos quotes it's daraisa, Rashi would agree that it's daraisa. But that's only when it's derech chasnus, not just the stam, ma'isa znus. Okay, so that's Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva, with the Pnei Yeshua's addition, how to explain Shitas Rashi. So that is what's in Asina. Okay. What about the next one? What's a kusis? So again, a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. There is a machlokas Tanoim in a number of places in Shas about the kusim. The kusim is a story in Navi, with a group of nations when they came to Eretz Yisrael, and the lions were sent out because they weren't following. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent out lions, and all of a sudden they said, okay, we convert. They're called Geirei Arayos, the Geirim because of the lions. Machlokas Tanoim, whether they were a true conversion even at that moment, or even then it wasn't a true conversion. Later on we know that they did not keep, they were found out not to be faithful. The question is originally, so the Machlokas Tanoim is whether they're Jewish or not. So Rashi here says, Kusus, Ksavri Geirei Arayos Hein. V'yeshtem b'lav delos haschatim b'am. What does Rashi say? Our Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Geirei Arayos, and the Isser is Los Hischatin. We're talking about an Isser Daraisa, Los Hischatin b'am. Tosfos points out that this is Rashi L'shitaso. Geirei Arayos means they're non-Jews. They're non-Jews, and the Isser Los Hischatin applies. That's exactly how Rashi explained the Sina. Right, that Los Hischatin applies even when the woman is not Jewish. There's still an Issa d'Araisos. That's Rashi L'shitaso. Geirei Arayos, and there's a lav of Los Hischatin Bam. So Tosfos quotes Rashi and argues with him again. He says, there's a Leish Lahem Knas. They're not Jewish. You're going to give them a Knas? How can you give them a Knas? They're not Jewish. We even had a Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, if you remember, where the Gemara says, we're worried, we don't want to give a woman a Knas if we think that she's going to protest and right be moche, right by ger katan. You're going to give her a knas, and she's going to grow up and not be Jewish anymore. So what kind of knas are you giving her? Here she's not Jewish right now. So according to Rashi, she's a kusis, and according to the Mandamar of Geiri Arayosain, you're going to give her a knas. So again, Tosfos says, "Dimkede, what is kachavim me? What is kachavim ein la knas?" So Tosfos says it's according to the other opinion. Tosfos says our mission is according to the opinion that holds Geirei Emesheim. They were Geirei Arayos, you're right, the motivation might not have been pure, there were a bunch of lions that were going to attack them, but when they committed to become Jews, they committed, just like we've had on many Gemaras. Sechas Yevamos, which talks about if a person converts for certain ulterior motives, might not be the best, but if they have a real Kabbalah mitzvah, so then we'll consider them Jewish. Stosa says, really they're Jewish, they're Geirei Emesheim. So then what's the Chiddush? Of course they have a Knas. If they're Jewish, of course they have a knas. Geirei Emesheim. So Torah, my kamash malam pshita the yeshla knas. Tosa says in the mid-tiber maskav alakusis v'yeshlomar the sakadayla dielo yavina la knas sholi tamu b'hen. No, you might have had a havamina not to give them the knas because again you want to keep borders between this nation, which happens to be Jewish, but they're not the most committed. And we know later in the generations they were found out not to be serving only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that would have been the havamina. You would think, don't give them a knas to try to keep the borders intact. Kamash Malon, you do give them a knas. Okay, so it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about Nesina and about Kusis. Okay, let's continue. So these are the Naros that have a knas. Habala Mamzeres, Valenasina Valakusis, these three. That's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Haba al Hagiores, va'al hashvuya v'al hashivcha. Man lives with a giyores, or a shvuya, or a shivcha. All of these women, shenifdu, v'shenizgayru, v'shenishtacharu, that were redeemed, converted, or meshachrar, p'chusas v'broshol hashanah v'yomechad, when they were less than 3 years old. Meaning, even though there's a chash that they were nivala, they were not a besula, but we assume that if it was less than 3 years old, then besula ha-chozrim, and therefore they still have the status of a besula. And only a na'ara besula gets a knas. A na'ara be'ula does not get a knas. So that's why, that's the chiddush of this section of the Mishnah. If you remember, we had a ritva back on Daf Yud Aleph, which spoke about the order, why it's not parallel. You have giyores. Giyores is nizgairu, so why is niftu first? And why is shvuya, right, it's the whole order is different. So the Ritva there had said, Giyores is first because she's the best. She's mistovev tachas kanfei hashchina. She came under, she wanted to put her first because she's a tremendous maila. But then when you're talking about the verbs, what we have to do, what's the most pressurized that we have to do first? So the first thing we have to do is pinyin shvuyim. So that's why nifdu is first. Nisgairu, okay, you want a woman wants to convert, but if there's pinyin shvuyim, that comes first, there's more pressure for somebody to be podeh captive, than to convert a potential convert. So that's why giyores is first in the nouns list, but nifdu is first in the verbs list. That was the ritva there, back on Daf Yud Aleph. Either way, this was the second part of the Mishnah. So we're going to have three parts. Tosas points out, it's very misudar. Tosas zibra maskel vahaba. The first part of the Mishnah was teaching us the group of Chayvei Lavin. Mamzeres and Nesina and Kusis are all Chayvei Lavin. At least the first two. The second group, there's no Averis being done here. The group that we just mentioned. There's no Averis. What's the issue? The issue is there's a Chshash Be'ula. There's a Chshash that she is not a Besula. So we say, if it's under 3 years old, then we say she has a Chazaka Besula and she gets a Knas. And now part three of the Mishnah. Haba al Achoso, V'al Achos Aviv, V'al Achos Imo. If a man, Rahman al-Islam, lives with his sister, or his father's sister, his aunt, or his mother's sister, also his aunt, v'alachos ishto, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, which is an issa daraisa, v'al eshes achiv, and with his brother's wife, we'll get to that in a second, v'al eshes achi aviv, or another aunt, his father's brother's wife, v'al hanida, all of these cases are Chiyuve Krisus. They're Chiyuve Krisus. Yesh lahem Knas. All of these cases also get a Knas. Aye, what's the chiddush of these cases? That's the last line of the Mishnah. Afal pisha hein bihikares, ein behen misas bezdin. Even though you get kares, you're chayef kares in all these cases, and therefore you might have thought the principle of kim lei bidarabimine would kick in. The big sugya we're going to talk about B'ezrem tomorrow. Now today's daf, tomorrow is going to come up. Kim le b'drabi mineh is usually the principle that if there are two punishments that I am chayiv from one act, I only get the harsher punishment. If I'm chayiv misa and mamon, for example, that's the potential. If I'm chayiv misa, I shoot an arrow. The Gemara is going to talk about this. I shoot an arrow on Shabbos. And at the border between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, somebody's shirt is hanging on a clothesline. At that border, and I shoot an arrow, and the arrow goes right through the shirt. So at the very same second that I did a b'mezid, let's say. We'll get to even b'shogeg. Let's say I do a b'mezid with hasra. So at the very same second that I'm chayiv misa for Shabbos, throwing something from Mishas Yachad Mishas Rabin, I'm chayiv hezek, right? For ripping somebody's shirt. So the halacha is, you're only chayiv misa. You're not chayiv mamon. Right? I'm sure there's a legal term for this. It's a... I don't know if there's anything in American law about it, but that's kimle b'derabba minei. Kimle, you give to him b'derabba, with the greater of the punishments. How does that work? Different types of kimle b'derabba minei, and that's all going to come up. But, what does our Mishnah say? It does not apply to chive krisus. It does not apply to chayiv krisus, because that's not something Bezdin inflicts. Kares Hashem's going to give. So that doesn't push away the chiv mamon. Only, says the Mishnah, Ebe Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin is Chayev Skila. If Chayev Skila and Mamon, then only death. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay also. So that is the rule of Kimle B'Dabba Minei. The major sugya is right here in the beginning of Eilun Aharis, is Kimle, which we will talk about. The Ritva notes here that don't take the Mishnah's language so literally. The Mishnah sounds like, even though there's no Kares, even though there's Kares, but there's no Mises Bezdin. What about Malkus? What about Malkus? So we paskin, there's Kimle even by Malkus. Right, Malkus Umamon. Let's say I do something and I'm chayiv lashes and money for the same act. So generally, also I say, you get malchus, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay double. So don't take it so literally that it's only Mises Bezdin. Because if you look in the Torah, we'll talk about this also, but there are two makoros for Kimle B'drama Minei. What's the one makor? What makor is Kimle B'drama Minei? I'm sorry? Okay, that's one in later on in Kisei. It's a Kidei Rishaso. So it says Risha Achas Ata Machaiva V'yeta Machaiva Shnei Rishayos. One Risha, one punishment you give. But there's another one. Another one, V'lo Ye'ason, by Mishpatim. It says if a man hits somebody, hits a pregnant woman, and the pregnant woman, the fetus, Rahman al-Islam, she loses her fetus because she was hit. So the halacha is, right? If he only has to pay for the babies if the woman does not die. If the woman dies, he does not have to pay. So that's why that's kimle. So again, the post can talk about the second one I just mentioned is misa umamon, and the first one can even be malchus umamon. So there might be two different ways that kimle is working. Again, we'll get into bezrim the lumdus tomorrow. But the Ritva here just says, so don't take it so literally that it says afal pi shehein bihikares. Even if there's no Mises Bezdin, you would still say Kimle is just contrasting to Karis. That's the Chiddush of that line of the Mishnah, just contrasting to Karis. Pirish, where's the line? Okay, it's here. I don't want to spend time looking for it now. Amen, Karis. Yeah, it says it right here. Don't think it's not Malchus. Okay. Aishas, one of the cases that we just mentioned in the Mishnah was Aishas Achiv. The man lives with Aishas Achiv, so it's Achiv Krisus. And because it's a chi of krisus, so then you still have to pay. What do you mean, eishes achiv? Eishes achiv is a ba'ula, no? Eishes achiv is it's your brother's wife. So what do you chayiv knas anyway? It's a ba'ula. So Rashi says, it's talking about niskadsha lola achiv. Kiddushin. So that's why there's no ba'ula. But then the other question is, okay, so you got out of that problem, but if she's married to your brother, that's Mises Bezdin. Mrs. Bezdin, if you're married, if she's married, still married to your brother. So that's what Rashi is. She's got you a lachiv v'girsha. That's why it's both. It was kedushas arusas achiv and then gershin. Got to get out of both problems. Got to somehow come up with a case that she's a psula, but there's only chi of krisos now. So therefore, she's not married anymore. So niskachel alachiv, she a kedushin to your brother v'girsha, and therefore Rashi says ein b'misa elakar. So the same thing with eishes achiyaviv. All the cases of eishes. Right, there was kiddushin and gerushin. The Shidim Kubetzas here quotes Rashi and says, I don't really like it, because is that called Eishas Achiv? She's already divorced from your brother. That's called Eishas Achiv? Maybe Gerushas Achiv. It's not called Eishas Achiv. So the Shita comes up with another Ampshat. Tosas deals with a little bit as well. No, your brother died. So if your brother died, so then that's the case. You still call her your brother's wife. If it was Gerusha, what? That's not Daka Almanas Achiv. I don't have to say that. But Grusha's Achiv, but it's your brother's wife, and your brother died. So there was only Kiddushin, so he just changes it from Rashi. Aye, what's the Kasha? But then there's a Mitzvah Yibum. There's a Mitzvah Yibum. What do you mean, the brother's wife? So what do you mean? Is it Issa Kari? It's a Mitzvah Yibum. So you have to say, they have kids. He has kids from another wife. So that's what the Shilim Kabbalah here says. So those are the two Pshatim in reading this Mishnah. Either Rashi, Niskacha La'achiv V'Girsha, and then the Shilim Kabbetzis here quotes that no, Mishkachas La, that he died, and Yishla Banim, that he has boys. He has children, not boys, any child, and that's the case. So that's Eishes Achiv, and that's the Ritva on the Lab, I'm sorry, it was the Ritva, that's why I couldn't find it. It was the Shilim Kabbetzis also, Lav Dafka Karis, but also Malkus, and Ein Behen Misa's Bestin. Okay, Gemara. So Gemara says, Hani Naros Psulos Islahu Knas, Ksheiros Lo. The Mishnah says, these are the women that have a knas. So what about Stama woman that doesn't have any problems with her? So what, that they don't have a knas? These, Ayla, usually Ayla is lafuke, anything else. So Gemara says, no, obviously not. Tachi kamar, Eilu na'aros psulos, she yishlahem knas. These psulos have a knas. That's what it means. Obviously, a regular ksheirus woman have a knas. That's a din daraisa. Right? It says you have to pay them. That's what the Mishnah means. These are the naris psulos that have a knas. And here the Ritva says, it doesn't really mean psulos. Not all the women are pasul. What, a giores or a shvui shivcha less than three? Or not all of them are pasul. It just means pagumos. There's something, there's some chash with them. Lav dafka pasul, but there's some chash with them. That's why these, even these women get a knas. But obviously, ksheiros women get a knas also. Period. Says the Gemara, Nara in Ketana lo. What's Masha from our Mishnah? It says, Eila Naras, Sheishlem Knas. What about a Ketana? What about less than 12 years old? The man, Rachman al-Islam, is Ma'ani, he's a less than 12 year old, he does not have to pay a Knas. That's what it sounds like for our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says only Eila Naras. What about Ketanos? So the Gemara says, Smashman Nats, Omatana. Who's the opinion that says a Nara is not, a Ketana is not included? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meir hi. Rabbi Meir is the one, Machlokas Tanoim, but Rabbi Meir is the one that says, a Ketana ain't la Knas. Titania, as the Brisa says, Ketana mi bas yom echad va'achatav ishtei Cyrus, says the Brisa, a Ketana, up until 12 years old, yesh la mecher ve'ein la Knas. Yesh la mecher is, the father is allowed to sell his daughter as a shifcha, and again, in the days of previous generations, Tosaf talks about this, that this was a chesed. This was a chesed that the man has to take care of them besides the shifcha. We translate the shifcha as a slave. But it's not a lot of halachas. A shifcha never have to eat before you. You know, it's servitude is a better definition. But the father, you know, wants his daughter taken care of and wants her to be able to have a parnasa and have mizonos. So therefore, the Torah gives him the authority when she is a ketana for mechira. So that's what he says. The Rebbe Meir says, only when she is a ketana, yesh la mecher. But the chiddush of Rebbe Meir is, ein la knas. A ketana does not get a knas, only a nara gets a knas, and not a ketana. We'll talk about why in a minute. Umishatavi shtei sairis v'ashet tibager, and the next 6 months, after Shnei Cyrus, after 12 years old, until she becomes a Bogeres, Yesh la knas vein la mecher. The opposite, says Rabbi Meir. She has a knas when she's an Ara, and the father can no longer sell her. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Shahi Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Kol makam sheish mecher ein knas, v'chol makam sheish knas ein mecher. Right? Once she's an Ara, there's no mecher, because Rashi points out. Because if she is a shifcha when she's a ketana, the second she becomes an Ara, a gedola, she goes free. So obviously, if she goes free when she becomes a gedola, so when she already is a gedola, the father doesn't have the power to sell her. So therefore, that's Shita's Rabbi Meir. And that's the opinion of our Mishnah, because the Rabbi Meir is the one that says that a ketana ein la knas. V'chachamim omrim, ketana mibas shalosh shana v'yomecha v'ashti tifager yesh la knas. No, the chachamim say, a ketana from 3 years old all the way till bagrus, think she gets a knas. Right, a knas is even for a na'ara, even for a ketana. Knas in mecher lo, the Gemara just clarifies, what do you mean, only knas? A ketana na'ara only have a knas and not the power of mecher? Isn't that a pasuk in the Torah? Ema, af knas v'baka mecher. No, the chachamim say, when she is a ketana, there's both. But Ketana gets both Mecher and Knas, while a Na'ara only has Knas. There is a discussion. What's the source for Bishitas Rabbi Meir? We just said our Mishnah is like. So if you look later on at the Mem Amabez, the Gemara says there are Meir is based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Velo Sihiye Le'isha B'mahave Atzma HaKasa Medaber. Gemara later on at the Mem Amabez learns it out from, Velo Sihiye Le'isha, only a woman who could be Mahave Atzma, only a woman who can get herself married. So the Achronim, so this quoted from, I'll tell you, the Zichron Shmuel, have a discussion, what exactly is, how do we understand this drasha of Rabbi Meir, that a ketana does not have a knas. V'yishlachgar begeder hadrasha. Ha'im hadrasha hi shemish eni yecholo lakadish as atzma ein laknas? Is it, do we understand Rabbi Meir Shita? Again, why doesn't a ketana have a knas? Because it says, Velosia le'isha b'mahava atzma kasam adamber. She can't get herself married. So is it any woman who can't get herself married does not have a knas? Or, Osha drasha ba'olomar, is the pasuk specifically excluding ketana? Because that's what is learned over there. B'mahava atzma, a woman who can't get married, lafuki ketana. Is it dafka excluding ketana, or is it any woman who can't get married? L'may nafkamina? There's a machlokas rishonim. What would Rabbi Meir say about a chareshes? What about a chareshes v'shota? Chareshes v'shota. So chareshes v'shota also aren't in the parsha of mahave atzma hakasa medaber. They can't get themselves married, but they're not a ketana. Let's say it's a chareshes v'shota gedola. So that's a machlokas rishonim in Rabbi Meir. So that might be a machlokas. How to understand the drasha of Rabbi Meir? Is v'losia le'isha v'mahave atzma hakasa medaber, is that excluding anybody who can't get married, period, or specifically ketana? Okay, nafkamina is chareshes v'shota. Chareshes v'shota gedola, machlokas v'shonim, what Rabbi Meir would say about those women. Okay, so we turned over, top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says all of these women who you violated will get to Kimlei Hashem tomorrow, but today we have even a more specific question to our context. Do these women pay a knas in the Mishnah where you violated an Avera? If you look in the Parsha of Ones, not only is there a knas, a fine that you have to pay, but you have to marry her. You have to marry her. Right? Who'd want to marry such a... So there are cases like in those, especially right in early generations, once a woman was violated, it would be very hard for her to get married. And let's say it's a kind of case where it's not a stranger. Let's say a man and a woman are getting to know each other and there's potential there. And let's say the man, you know, goes a little farther than the woman wanted. So it might be called an Oni's case, but she doesn't hate him. She doesn't hate him, and they could, you know, and especially if she knows that if she's violated now, who else is going to ever marry her and support her? So it could be a case if she wants. She doesn't have to force to get married to him, but if she wants, then the Torah says you have to marry her. So this is daraisa to divorce, and it's a mitzvah to marry her. So says the Gemara, the assumption is, the Pnei Yeshua wonders why there's such an assumption, but the Gemara has this assumption, that there's a connection between paying the fine and marrying. It says, V'lo siya li'isha, Isha Haru'uyalo. Doesn't the Knas only apply to women who the man could stay married to? There are no other Averis involved here. Losia Isha Isha. So why should these women in the Mishnah get a Knas? These women he can't marry. It's not Isha Haru'uyalo. So therefore, ask the Gemara, isn't there a connection between Losia Isha and the Knas? So obviously there's not going to be, but that's the Gemara's question. What about the Gemara is going to talk about it? What about Asi Dochalos Asay? What about that? We're going to say no. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says no. There's a separate drasha that includes even these Baalei Averis. Reish Lakish, two days. Reish Lakish holds Nara, Nara, Hanara. Rashi works out how there are three extra, not words, but even letters in the Torah. Two naras and one hanara, the hay. So basically three extra things in the Torah. Chav l'gufei, one to teach me the ikar adin of nara. V'chav asui chay ve'lavin, one to include even chay ve'lavin. Get a knas. That's the first group in our Mishnah. Mamzeros asina. And v'chav asui chay v'krisus. And the second group is to say even chay v'krisus get a knas. Remember, chayv misas bez din do not. That's the next Mishnah we're going to have in a few blat. Because that's kim levi d'ravamine. If you're chayv misa, When a man lives with a woman, so then you're not going to be chayv knas because it's kim lebe d'abi, and you're going to be chayv misa. It says Reish Lakish, three nara nara na hanara, one to include chayv, one for itself, one for chayv lavin, and one for chayv krisus. Rav Papa Amar, the same thing with different words. Besula, besulos, ha besulos. Again, three extra ones. Chayv gufei, v'chayv lasuy chayv lavin, v'chayv lasuy chayv krisus. Again, including not just itself, but including Chayvei Lav and including Chayvei Krisus. Yeah, Alex. Right, well, the Parsha talks about Nara Nara, but the Chachamim hold that it's Lav Dafka Nara. We can learn certain things from Nara. That's what the Pasuk says, but it even includes Katana. It even includes Katana. Yeah. Oh, so the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. Reish Lakish and Rav Papa have different makoros. Again, one for itself, one for Chayv Lavin, one for Chayv Krisus. Tosis here brings up the question, we're going to get to it later on the Amid as well, and that is, what's the lowest level of Avera we usually have? Let's go the opposite. What's the worst? The worst is Chayv, besides Chayv Mishas Bezin, Chayv Krisus, Chayv Lavin, and then what's the next level down? The Gemara always brings up, Isser Aseh, so Isser Aseh, meaning if there's an Aseh, like the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula. Right? What happens if the Kohen Gadol does not marry a Besula, marries a Be'ula? So he violates an Aseh. It's an Aseh to marry a Besula. That's lower, that's not an Aveira at all. Right? That's an Aveira, but it's not a Los Aseh at all, it's an Isser Aseh. So why does the Gemara jump a step? The Gemara says, you now have two makaras, one including Chayvei Lavin, one including Chayvei Krisus. Why doesn't the Gemara say, one including Chayvei Aseh, and one including Chayvei Lavin, and then Chayvei Krisus, you'll never know. So Tosfos says, Lamaskana, we're going to include all of them anyway. So Misvara, once you say that certain Averis are included, you're going to include all of them. So even though Chayvei Aseh, it doesn't have its own pasuk, you know, it's not so hard to include it in the Chayvei Lavin one as well. So that's just Tosfos' Ara in Dibur HaMaskel V'chat. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has two deos. How do you know even women who you have an Avera to live with? still are chayiv, you're still chayiv to bay a knas, so you have different makaros. So now the Gemara deals with what Josh just asked. For what does each one do with the other one's psukim? For if papa my time alama kareish lakish. Well, first, why do each of them not hold of each other's psukim? What does Rav Papa do with Reish Lakish's Nara Nara Hanara? He uses it to learn the din of Abaya, to Amar Abaya, Ba'aleha Ba'mesa Pater. Let's say a person, Rahman al-Assan, is Ba'anis, a woman, and then she dies. Then she dies. So the halacha is, he is Pater from paying the father then. Why? Shne'amar v'nasan lavi Hanara, lavi Nara, v'lo lavi Mesa. Only when she's still a Nara, and not when she's dead. So that's what Rav Papa does with Reish Lakish's psukim. She still has to be alive. The Reish Lakish, which again, there's lumdus to that, and that is, generally, even when the Na'ara is alive, and you pay the father, so then that's, the question is, who's the real address? Is the real address the father? Or is the real address the daughter, but the Torah says gives chusim of the daughter to the father? So again, it might be the fact that the daughter's not there, might be really it's a din of the Nara. Okay, for certain reasons we might give it to the father, but the real address is the Nara. It's not a violation of the father, it's a violation of the daughter, and the father just seems to have this. Therefore, if the daughter's not there, so then the Knas does not exist. And what about the other way? Reish Lakish by time alamak Rav Papa. What does Reish Lakish do with Rav Papa's psukim of Basula Basulos? So how we violate the Gzeira Shava? He uses it for the Gzeira Shava, the Tanya, the Gzeira Shava, as we started off today's shir. Ones and Mefate are both included in the Parsha of Knas. But, right, Ones is rape and Mefate is seduction done willingly. But we put the two Parshios of Ones and Mefate together from Kiseitzi and Mishpatim because each one of them tells us a little bit how much money, that there is money, what type of money. The Tanya, Kesef Yishko Kamar Hapsulos, it says in Mishpatim, she should take Kesef like Moar Hapsulos, like a Ksuba. She Yehezeh Kemoar Hapsulos, this case is like Moar Hapsulos, and Moar Hapsulos Kazeh. So we compare Ones and Mefate in terms of the type of Kesef, the type of currency you need, the strongest currency, and that you have to pay the currency, and how much it is. Many dinim are learned out comparing the parsha of Ones and Mefate. So that's the word Besula comes to teach me that Gzeirashav. Rashi here says it's a literal Gzeirashava. It's a literal Gzeirashava. Mibadu Gzeirashava, and Rashi explains how the words are connected. Other Rishonim, the Rava, Reish Veiz Aleph. The Rava in the Shidim Kubases says, he says, because other Rishonim, what Gzeira Shava is here? It doesn't say Namar Khan this. What's usually Gzeira Shava? It has the same word in both places. And the Gemara says, Namar Khan this word, but Namar Khan that word, just like this word, just like this this Parsha, you have this halacha, so do that halacha. The Gemara here doesn't say that. Okay, Rashi explains what word you're using. But the Rava in the Shita says that other Rishonim, that here it doesn't really mean Gzeira Shava, it means a Hekesh. He's a Hekesh. Hekesh is just comparing contexts, but Lav Dafka with the same word. Lav Dafka with the same word. It's interesting, he notes on the bottom, here in the footnotes of the Shita, that the Achronim discuss, right, we say, hopefully we try to say, Rabbi Shmuel Omer every morning, right, the Yugim Omidus. Why isn't Hekesh in Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Amazing Kasha. Never, we run through it, we never think about it. We have Kavach Omer, Gzeir Shava, Binyanav, Kazav Echad, Reish Nechzum, Achishim Zezeh. You have all the Midas. Where's Hekesh? It's not one of your gimbal, right? Why not? Right? Why isn't it 14? What does Rabbi Shmuel have against the Hekesh? Right? So there are larger lists. But why isn't it there? Hekesh is one of the main ones, main tools. So he quotes that some Achronim say maybe Hekesh is included in Gzeir Shava. Because both of them are comparing two Parshios. So maybe that's why it's Lav Dafka the same word. Again, Gzeir Shava is especially, you have to have a Masorah from your Rebbe to have the same word, but I can just comparing Parshiyos. So maybe that's why it's Nechal and Gzeir Shava. So here too, the Rava says, some of Farshim explain that even though the Gemara here says Gzeir Shava, it doesn't really mean Gzeir Shava. It just means a Hekesh, and maybe that's one, when we have Kavana, when we say Rabbi Shmuel, with Gzeir Shava, we could have Hekesh in mind as well. There's a discussion, is a Hekesh considered, a Rashi, I think, in Sanhedrin maybe, whether a Hekesh is considered Mefurish Bikra. You can only give Malkus for Davar HaMefurish Bikra. So I think there's a Rashi somewhere that says, if I remember where it is, that a Hekesh is considered Mefurish Bikra regarding getting Malkus for something. Okay, let's continue. So, we figured out what each of Papa and Abaya do with each one's Makoros. Now the Gemara says, V'Reish Lakish Nami Mbarlei Kita Abaya, V'Reish Papa Nami Mbarlei Gzeir Shava. Don't each of them hold like the other ones, Gzeir Shava and Abaya? So Ella, she's a Kareik Sivi. You're right. Really, there are six psukim. The Ritva says here, there's no machlokas. There are six psukim. There's nara nara ha nara psula psula ha psulos shreilu gufayu. Two of them are learned out for the gufadin that they're needed. Chalik et abaya chalik zera shava. One for abaya, one for the zera shava. Aisru lay trey two left over. Chalas suyichav elav and chalas suyichav ekrisus. Fine. So really, there's no machlokes between them. Period. New topic. Vila afuke mehaitana. Our Mishnah is against the following, or basically what we just said. Our Mishnah, which says your chayv knas, even if an avera is being violated, is against the following tana, or actually the following tanoim. The tanya that rises says vlosia leisha. It says vlosia leisha. So what does that mean? Machlokas tanoim. Shimna timni omer isha sheyesh ba havaya. You only chayv knas by a woman who you have tefisas kedushin with. For lo siya leisha, from the word tihyeh, is havaya, that you're able to marry her, only a woman that you can have tefisas kedushin with, you can get married to. Reb Shimon ben Manasya Omer, the second shita, isha haru'u yilakaima, a woman who you have no problem continuing to live with, you're not violating anything. Haru'uya, she's ra'ui for you to live with. That is the machlokas between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon ben Manasya. How do you understand? We're going to come back to this a number of times throughout this parak, so we have to know this machlokas. But lo siya leisha, which is the pasuk about when, and the Gemara assumes that marrying her and paying the knas are connected. When do you have to pay the knas? Only if lo siya leisha is true. What does lo siya leisha mean? Machlokas. Does it mean a woman who you can possibly marry, or a woman who you are allowed to marry? Isha sheyesh bo havaya, you could possibly marry, even ba'avera, or a woman who you are allowed to marry. My binayu, what's the difference? So now for the next 15 lines, we're going to try to find the difference between the two. First one, my binayu, amr abzera, mamzeres v'nesiniki binayu. What's the difference? Chayvei lavin. Chayvei lavin. Right, a mamzeres and a nesina, chayvei lavin. Laman to amr yesh bo havaya, according to the one opinion, according to Shimon HaTimni, who says the lo siya leisha means you can marry them. Hadam yish ravaya, you can marry them. So according to Shimon HaTimni, you'd pay a knas by chayvei lavin. Laman to amar ru'u yilakayma, ha'ena ru'u yilakayma. But according to the one that says it has to be somebody who you are allowed to marry, so chayvei lavin, you're not allowed to marry. So nafka mina number one between them is chayvei lavin. So this line is the one of the lines that Tosas brought in Amud Aleph. Remember, beginning of this year, what did Rashi say a nasin is? It's an issa d'rabanan. Rashi says it's Rabbanan. Tosa says it sounds like a daraisa from a number of Gemaras. The first one Tosa quotes is this line we just read. Mamzeres v'nesine ikibinayu. The Gemara is bringing examples of chayvei lavin, no? Isn't the Gemara bringing examples of chayvei lavin? So isn't that a riot to me, says Rabbeinu Tam? How could Rashi say it's Rabbanan? So, just two ha'aris. The Shimu Kubat says there, says, no, you know how Rashi understands this Gemara? It means, what's Ru'uya Lakaima? Ru'uya Lakaima, allowed to marry her, period, on any level. Even if there's an Issa Durabanan, you're not allowed to marry her. So what? It's not included in Daraisa. But even if it's Durabanan, says the Shita, you're still not allowed to marry her. And therefore, that's how Rashi would explain the Gemara. Rashi says, let me find this. Rashi would say, it's at the beginning here. Rashi says, L'mu'ute hanach de'ein ru'i l'kaima. L'afilu da'avi Durabanan mikol macha me'ein ru'i l'kaima. L'maisa, it's not ru'i l'kaima, according to Rashi. And therefore, according to this Shita, you would not pay a knas, even though it's only asur midurabanan. There is one other beautiful chiddush in the Shita Mekubet says, this is actually later on Daf Lamed Vav. Because on Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara there says, if somebody is boel a shnia, shnia la'rais. Shnia la'rais is issur d'rabanan. It's a Durabanan. So there the Gemara says, you are Chayiv HaKnas. You are Chayiv HaKnas. And the Rishonim there asks, what's the difference between a Shnia and according to Rashi and Nasina? Right, a Shnia, I'm sorry, you are Chayiv, right, you are Chayiv HaKnas for a Shnia, and you're not Chayiv HaKnas for a Nasina. That's the question the Shiva Kubat says there, asked on Daf Lamed Vav. I just said, says the Shita, that even an Issa D'Rabbanan is not included in Ru'uya L'Kaima. So what's the difference between a Nesina and a Shania? Says the Shiva Kubat says, beautiful. Be Medaik in the Rashi. Look there for a moment at Daf Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav and Aleph later on. Look at Rashi, top line on the Daf. It's in that volume. Lamed Vav and Aleph. Top line in Rashi. Shnios, shegozru chachamim al shnios lahen, laharchik min ha'avera. Right, they were gozru on shnios to be marchik from avera. What's Rashi adding? We know that from Yevamis. We did Yevamis. Rashi did Yevamis. Okay, Rashi's explaining. What's he adding? Gozru. Says the Shita, Rashi's meduyak. There are two types of Isurei Durabanan. gzeros? These women, they're gzero. We don't want you to stay away from them. Or, in some cases, it explains the Shita B'Kubetzes, it's like a Brisker talking, the Chazal gave these women the status inherently of arayos. Midrabanan. But they gave him this, it's not just a gzera, but because there were goes there, they gave him the status midrabanan of arayos. Says the Shita B'Kubetzes, that's the difference between a nasin and a shnia. A shnia is a gzera. Is there a status to this woman? No. We forbid you to live with her. But that's where it ends. On Nesina, they gave those women the status of an erva midrabanan. So that's why there's no knas by a Nesina. That's not included in Velosi Elisha. Mashenkin by Shnios, they are. Why? Because they're just Gzeris. That's why Rashi says that. They're just Alts Gzera. They're not Alts anything more than a Gzera. They don't have the status of Arias midrabanan. That's that Rashi. Shnios l'asrim chachamim l'hachem g'naveira. Metalini knas l'ifkiu chachamim mashachayavim l'hem. So that's the Shid Mukbet says over there on Daf Lamed Vav. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, so Machlokas, what does Vos Yelisha mean? Rui Lakaima or Yishbo Havaya? Nafkamina number one is Chayvi Lavin. Says the Gemara, Ulu Rabbi Akiva to Omar. What about, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, Ein Kedusha Tavzim Chayvi Lavin, Mai Binayu. We had Rabbi Akiva in Mesechus Yavamis also. Rabbi Akiva says, Kedushin is not Tofis, even by Chayvi Lavin. Even by Chayvi Lavin. If somebody tries to marry their Gerusha, who got married to somebody in between, Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't work. It's impossible. That's the machzir grushaso. Any chayvi lavin, Rabbi Akiva says, is lav bo havaya. There's no tefisas kiddushin. So according to him, chayvi lavin is not an afkamina between these two opinions. They're both. It's excluded from both. So you give me now, almana l'kohen gadol. Okay, you're right. Almana l'kohen gadol, though, says the Gemara, even Rabbi Akiva agrees. Almana l'kohen gadol is a chayvi lavin, but it's an exception. Karebi simoi. The other Rabbi Simai Omer, Minakol Oser Rabbi Akiva Mamzerin, Chutz Miyamana Lekohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva makes everybody into a Mamzer, meaning the product of any Chayvi Lavin marriage is a Mamzer, except for Amana Lekohen Gadol. Shari Amr Torah, because the Torah says, by Amana Lekohen Gadol, Lo Yikach Velo Yechalel, and we have a Drasha, Chilulin Hu Osev Ein Osev Mamzerin. This relationship will create Chalalim, but not Mamzerim. A Chalal, again, is somebody who is a child of a product of an illicit marriage of a Kohen who is devoid of Kedusha. Chalal means empty. Empty of Kedusha. Chalal is an empty space. Right? Chilulin, a chalal is somebody who's empty of Kedushas Kahuna. So that's the Nafkamina, because Rabbi Akiva agrees that by Amana L'Kohen Gadol there is Tfisas Kedushin. So that's the one that would not be Ru'uya L'Kaima, but there would be Havaya. Tosas points out here that there seems to be a connection between, because the Gemara doesn't say anything about Tfisas Kedushin, it just brings in Mamzerim, Mamzeris. So the assumption of the Gemara is that they go together. If there's a Mamzer created, a Mamzer only comes from a relationship that there's no Kedushin with. And if there is Kedushin, that means there is no Mamzeris. Because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara only brings in Mamzeris issues. But it seems that, Tosfos says in Diras Chilulin, that they go hand in hand. Just to mention one thought on this, and then we'll finish up. We mentioned this again, I think once or twice in Maseches Yevamos. Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aris, as Simon Lamed Hay says, he discusses this connection between Mamzeris and Tfisas Kedushin. Like Tosfos here says, they seem to go hand in hand. Yes, Mamzeris, no Tfisas Kedushin. And no Mamzeris, yes, if you could ever marry a woman, so then there is no Mamzeris. So Tosfos says, we paskin, Akum Habal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. The non-Jew lives with a Jewish woman. The kid's not a Mamzer. The kid's Jewish. He's a pug, he's not a Mamzer. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. You can't marry a guy. There's no Tfisas Kedushin there. So that's a Machlokas, we showed him there. So says the Rebbe Chanan, So how do you, must be something deeper here. The connection between Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzeris. Does that mean directly one causes the other? If there's no Tfisas Kedushin, then there is Mamzeris. If there is Tfisas Kedushin, then there is no Mamzeris. If that's true, that's like the other opinion. That's how the other opinion understands, that an Eved Va'akam Abal Bas Yisrael Levad is a Mamzer. So a guy with a guy, no Tfisas Kedushin, yes Mamzer, but we don't paskin that way. So it must be something different. No, it's not that they're totally on each other. But both of them are tully on something else. No Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus are both tully on a shame erva. Both tully on something called Arias. If this is called Arias, then there's two results. There's no Tfisas Kedushin and there is a Mamzer. So then by a guy, there's no Arias. So that's why you can have a case where you have one and not the other. But only with Ezarias do you have both products. That's why he says this connection that Tosfos notes of the Gemara only mentioning Mabzeris, but we're using this to learn no Tvisas Kiddushin. So there are two ways to understand that connection. Are they one causes directly the other one, or both of them are caused by something else? So again, what the Gemara so far say? Machlokas between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon HaManasya, whether Losiel Isha means Ru'uya Lakaima or Yeshbo Havaya. So far we have two Nafkaminas. Number one, Chayv Lavin. Number one. Number two, because number one didn't work according to Rabbi Akiva. So number two, we have specific Chayv Lavin. We have Amana L'Kohen Gadol. We're going to reject that. And B'Shem, we're going to come up to number three and number four coming up. And B'Shem, tomorrow is the daf in Shas about Kimle B'Dor Avinei. Tomorrow is the daf. Does it apply to Krisus? And other issues come up as well. Okay? We'll stop here. I have to go get my kids.